Blog Talk Radio.
To a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. We got an amazing show for you. As you heard yesterday, the Alabama Governor Kay Levy signs abortion bill into law. I'm going to get into that because it's going to be a disaster in terms of it's going to be a all-out brawl. It's going to go to the Supreme Court. I guarantee you, they're going to fight this. Roe v. Wade is going to come back because, you know, can you ban abortion? Can you do this? One of my favorite shows was Cheers, and probably the most popular spinoff of that was Frasier Crane. Oh, that was a great show. And Kelsey Grammer has come out and praises Trump because he's accomplished more in 50 years than these clowns have in 2 years. Nah, switch that, reverse it. Trump's done more in 2 years than most D.C. people have done in their whole career. And now they want to run for president so they can fix everything, even though they've been there for 50 years trying to fix it. Doesn't that make sense? Oh, wow. Alyssa Milano and her abstinence program, and, you know, of course, Joy Bayer has to have her say in all this crap, but that's just great. This is hilarious. Nader, this guy is hilarious. Oh, Jerry Nader, he's come out saying that Trump is worse than, I don't know, Nixon? Oh, Lord, I want to get into that. I want to get into the 2020 presidential race, and I actually have to agree with Joe Scarborough from MSNBC. I actually have to agree with him because he says this Trump is 20 years younger than half of these people. You know, it's going to be hard for the Dems to win. And now that you got Bill de Blasio getting in it, it's going to be great. It's going to be like cat fight with the Democrats. This is going to be hilarious. School watching rally TV, just watching the Democrats go on each other. Oh, I'll get into that. A Las Vegas woman has actually now been charged with murder after she pushed an old man out of a bus for telling her to be nice. He has died from the injuries, and the video makes you sick. If you walk around elderly people, it makes you sick. And while he wants to do something, and the judge they've ordered murder charges because he died. That's my little kitty. Doing better. Thank you all for the came into the studio. But this is hilarious. Pot smuggling at LAX has surged 166% because if it's legal in Colorado, you can't fly with it. Even if you have it medically, you can still get arrested. A lot of states, if you use it medically, they will, if you have exactly what you're supposed to have, do exactly what you're supposed to do, have everything lined up like it's supposed to, they will usually police will let you go because you're following a state law, but, you know, still. I want to get into also Manchester United transfer news and stuff like that. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. Direct your children into the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave it. Proverbs 22:6. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day or whenever you're listening to this. Thank you so much for tuning in around the world. You know, we all do this for God. You know, we're just his children. You know, he tells us what to do. And, you know, it's one of those things that when you look at life, you know, we're nothing without Christ. And you know, and so many people forget that we were a nation founded on the basis of freedom of Christian religion. And, you know, when you have all these people like, we're losing our civil rights and we're losing everything. Well, you're the one that wants to take my healthcare away from me and my doctor and have the government control my healthcare. You're the one that wants to take my gun rights away from me. You're the one that wants to take my freedoms away from me. But then when we want to save a human life because people use abortion as a contraceptive, then we're taking away civil rights from women. And people have asked me about if you're raped, and what do you think about that? And I'm like, well, some people say, I've heard that I kind of see how you could say, okay, let her have it and give it up for adoption. And then some people will say, well, if the father raped and got the girl pregnant, could the baby have that tendency? And, could that gene follow from one? I don't know. I think if you raise it right, it probably wouldn't. But it's a very strict law. there was violence, and they've already filed petitions, they're already filing lawsuits against it and all this stuff. So it's going to go to the Supreme Court, and that's basically what they want. We're going to have another Roe v. Wade. Should a woman have the right to be able to have an abortion or no or not? And the only exemption is if you're going to have death, and it's one of those, I don't know, if I was her, okay, we're going to role play. I'm a woman, and I have a choice. If I die, the baby lives. If I live, the baby dies. I don't know what I would choose, because I don't think I could kill a baby, but at the same time, I don't want to die. I don't know. But as I said in the beginning of the show, one of my all-time favorite, I loved Cheers. I loved Kelsey Grammer. I loved Thank You, Tom, and Thank You, Hiawatha. I loved Cheers. And I remember when they did Friends, they tried to do a spinoff called Joey, and it didn't last at all. They're trying to mimic the success of Frasier Crane. I loved Frasier Crane when he did I'm therapist Frasier Crane. You're on the air. Go ahead. Yes, I got a problem here because, my husband thinks he's always right. Well, that's because he is, ma'am. Men are always right. Next caller. I loved Frasier Crane. And to see him come out and say what I've felt my whole life, like Trump in 2 years has done more than all these clowns do in 50. I will say this. I don't know how liberals cannot see how useless this government is. I don't know how they don't see that. Trump's money shouldn't be going to build a wall. It should be going to maintain a wall. Because haven't we been trying to get one since, Carter? We've been trying to do something to secure our borders. But that's where we're at. Like I've told liberals, look at this. Take anything you disagree with about Trump, and I guarantee you I can find you something. And look it up, and I guarantee you there was a time where Hillary Clinton supported it, or Barack Obama supported it, or any number of people supported it, that now all of a sudden don't. So if you look at something and you say, Trump shouldn't be able to see those reports before they get the Mueller report before it goes out. Well, Nancy Pelosi said that Bill Clinton should be able to see the reports before they get publicly released. They demanded that he have access before the Monica Lewinsky things came public. Isn't that interesting? Oh, Bill Clinton has to. We're demanding it. But how dare. Oh, Trump can't have access to the Mueller report because Trump is going to walk his way into the dang White House, even though what was it, a New York Times, Fox News, New York Times poll or Wall Street Journal poll said only like 37 or 38% of the population would re-elect or would vote Trump or would vote for Trump again. That I don't know anyone that voted for Trump that wouldn't be like, yeah, oh yeah. I see a lot of people on the left that would be like, oh yeah, he's got my vote. Okay, there's obviously no collusion with Russia. So why are they still pushing this agenda? Oh, we're gonna find something. We're gonna find something. We're gonna read the whole report. We're gonna spend 12 hours and we're gonna read it. We're gonna record it. It's gonna be the Mueller report on tape. Beep. We're gonna read it because we know Trump colluded with Russia. We know he did. He hates you. He wants to kill all you. I mean, there are people coming out now. There's a Harvard professor that's saying that he has all the traits and everything of Hitler and all this. I'm like, wow. Hey, got an opinion. Doesn't mean it's right. It's amazing how as I'll tell you. Hello, we're here in New York City. And as many of you know, 9/11 just happened. Both towers have collapsed, and we're here with Donald J. Trump just probably 7 hours after 9/11. And Donald J. Trump, in your professional opinion, how do you think we need to go? What do you think America needs to do? How does this need to be handled? Well, the enemy wins if we stop, so we got to keep going. We can't stop the stock market. We can't stop this. We got to continue and keep going and doing. The expert. What do you think, professional? You're a businessman. You're the best. Now that he's a conservative in the White House. Oh well. When is Trump getting locked up? Yeah, he needs to. He's cuckoo. He needs to be locked up. Where? That's how, I don't know how anyone can support the left, because even if you disagree with what Trump's doing, this back and forth, how can you stand with someone that said Trump was a professional and expert and asked for his opinion 10 years ago, 11 years ago, 12 years ago, 13 years ago, 14 years ago? Now, they say he needs to be locked up, that same person. How can, explain that to me. Explain it to me. Because it's at least if you don't agree with Trump, you have to agree that he hasn't changed his stance. Okay, we're spending billions of dollars, sending billions of dollars to countries that hate us. That money that was the billions that was sent to Iran. Why did we send them that money? I don't care. They're the type of person. Iran's the type of place that if it was a person and I owed them money, you ain't getting it. Sorry, good luck. Tough luck, bucko. They wouldn't get my money. Hold it. You know, da da da. All these excuses they made, that's what we had to give. No. Sorry, but no. That's not. Kelsey Grammer is so true. What would politicians actually be doing in D.C. You wouldn't see much of them. Because if they actually did what they were saying they were going to do, being for the people and by the people, they wouldn't need to be there all that time. Whereas the Democrats or Republicans, Obamacare is atrocious. Where is either Democrats or Republicans' health care? How do they want to make health care better? Trump's been passing stuff to make sure that this is what you're going to pay. You're going to know, you're going to be able to shop around to get the best prescription price. Now, I will admit you're better off just going to Walmart or CVS or Walgreens or Rite Aid and going to one place than because it's going to cost more money if you go to Walmart for this and then Meijer for that and then Rite Aid for this and then CVS for that and then Walgreens for that. You go to 10 pharmacies. You might as well save money just and get it all one. Because you may spend more for one here, but you'll get, you know, you may spend more for that there. And it's just not worth it in gas and everything else. But like, even when the Republicans kind of, okay, now that Trump's in office and we own the House, we're going to sit there and they look like college kids, like I've said before, that were like cramming for a final. Like, oh, this is our plan. No, they should have had, how many years have they had to build a wall? And they've wanted a wall. How many years have they had?
I'm 40 some years old. They've been wanting a wall before I was born. What does that say? And, okay, Obama did his Obamacare. How many years did they have to agree to for the Republicans? Because Republicans had the Senate and the House. How long did they have till they could agree to it?
They had.
Obama would have vetoed it, it wouldn't have worked. Okay, they could have had it ready for Trump to sign.
Yeah, they could have had some, and that's what I'm saying.
You know what? They didn't. They lost the House after 2 years after he was president. They could have had it fixed, and he might not have lost the House.
Yes. See, and this is what I'm. If you look at it going back and forth, if you look at actual. You'll see a Democrat for a couple of years, a Republican for a couple of years, because they go back and forth. And what you find out is, guess what? There's not much difference. You're not. It's not like, okay, well, we were screwed by this Democrat. Let's try this Republican. He screwed us. Let's try this Democrat. He screwed us. Let's try this Republican. Then he screwed. And they go back and forth.
They vote.
And that's what people don't get.
And my whole thing is, the health care out of the insurance companies and the politicians' hands and put it in the people's hands.
Yep.
And let the doctors and the people be able to negotiate price.
Yeah. Because I'll be honest. I busted up my wrist and I had to wear like a wrist brace. And yeah, go to Walmart or somewhere because that'll cost you like $100 if we do it. But if you get it from there, it's like 10, 15. Like that walking boot that I paid. Oh, the insurance paid more on that walking boot than I could buy one for. And I'm not talking like walking boot. I'm talking the exact same model, the exact same manufacturer, exact same everything. Identical boots made from the same factory. One was $250 from the doctor, and they paid $50. I could have bought it for $29 on Amazon. Oh, and by the way, just want to thank you so much for tuning in. And if you're watching, you like, you can like or hate or whatever. Just want to know you're there. Say hi, because I can't. Because it's not till I'm over that I know who's even watching, or I can't. I don't know who's watching, but I can't see who's watching. So. If you say hi or whatever, I can shout you out or whatever. If you got a question, feel free. But it's one of those things that as we, you know, it's ridiculous. And I'm like, you realize that, because I talked to the insurance company. I'm like, I could have bought two boots minus shipping. If I had that Amazon Prime, I could have gotten two boots for what it cost you to put towards my boot that... Well, that's what we agreed upon between the doctor and the. Imagine if that was the case going to Walmart. Well, this is the price that we negotiate between the company and this and that, and well, it's ridiculous, you know. But that's why we got to get this medical out of the hands, you know. Let the doctors decide. Okay, this is what I'm going to charge you. Okay, and maybe, just maybe. You could say, hey, you know what? I know you're struggling, $50, and I'll take care of it. All right, deal. But, you know, And I do have a conversation, weekly conversation Facebook page, just in case. This is more for the Facebook people, but if you're listening to Block Talk Radio, I do have a Kyle's Conversations on Block Talk on Facebook. If you look up Kyle's Conversations, you can like it. I do have on there a PayPal if you want to help out the conversation, get it going, get it. I've been doing this since like 2009, I think. I used to do it like, I did some like ghost and USOs and UFO type things in the first couple, and then I did, someone asked me, well, like about, like, because I always had issues, and like, what's going on with you? And so I did like several myopathies, and then I just kept it going a half an hour a day, you know, for like, I did a half an hour like once a week, and then I started doing it twice a week. So I don't know if I'd ever do this three times a week, but I don't know. You never know. It's a lot of work to do this and do all the research and all the stuff. But like I said on Tuesday's program, I might be considering doing a non-blog talk. It'll be on blog talk, but it's going to be my story, because my doctor's like, people need to hear your story, what you've been through, what you've done. You know, so if I end up doing that, it's going to be a Facebook Live blog talk thing. You know, I'll be tagging my support group, everyone in it. So if I do that, that might calm down. But, you know, I just care about my country, you know, and I want to, you know, when you rely heavily on medical like I do, and you see a muscular dystrophy specialist, and you see my doctor, my regular doctor, like five times a year, and my muscular dystrophy doctor once a year at least, if not twice or whatever, you know, and that's a big issue for me. And when you see that, okay, let me see here, you had how long to put together a plan to rival the Democrats? They don't care. And now these Democrats are finally realizing that Trump's coming in the clean house, like, we got to do something real fast, because he's gonna, you know, the politicians in general will wake up really fast if you realize and keep confronting with the fact that you realize that they're not doing anything. Because the first thing I would ask, if I got to talk to Nate Sekulis, I'd be like this: let me tell you from one American. Let me give you this little bit of iota. This from an American. Okay. We have to pass Obamacare to find out what's in it, which means you just passed a health care bill you didn't even know you had. And after 8 years of having Democratic rule, and we finally had a Republican president and a Republican House, guess what? The Republicans acted like they were college kids that were cramming for an exam when they came in there trying to introduce something. Well, first of all, you were all exempt from Obamacare, including Obama. So it really shows how much you care about us. You don't care about us, because 99% of the laws you pass, you don't have to abide by them. You want me to, you demand Trump's tax returns, but how do you have a $100 million home? How do you have a 17-foot wall around your mansion? Oh, you don't want one at the border? But no, you sit your butt down, girl. I'm not done talking. I'm an American. You work for me. You know, if every American stood up like that and realized how useless this government is, and every 4 years it's a Democratic president, or 8 years it's a, for 8 years it's a Democrat, or and they go back and forth and back and forth. See, what the average American doesn't realize is this is a 100-meter dash, and pick 10 candidates. Who's going to win the 100-meter dash? Well, who cares who wins the race, because we need to be going in the opposite direction. You know that old saying, move to the beat of your own drum? Well, everyone's marching this way. Well, we need to be going that way. And Trump is going that way. The problem is he's trying to fix problems that have been there. I mean, how can Nancy Pelosi blame Trump for anything? She's been there for 40 years, 30 years, 20 years, some of these politicians. Wow, you've been there 40 years in D.C., but you're going to tell me that you're going to finally get to become president to fix things. Martin Luther King Jr. fixed a lot in this country, and he wasn't a politician. Martin Luther King taught me to judge people by the content of their character. Doesn't matter what color skin you have, it doesn't matter what gender you are. We're all Americans, we're all human beings, we're all a child of the one true king. We need to start acting like it. And I think, and that's the problem. You know, that's how I win arguments, okay? Well, like, oh, Trump is so bad. I'm okay, really? Well, like Obama was any better? Well, yeah, he was. What was wrong with Obama? Okay, well, he passed a health care bill that every politician was exempt from. If you, and I told this to someone, and I said, explain to me where you think a politician cares about you. How do you think a Democrat cares about you? If they truly cared about you, they wouldn't have passed a health care bill without knowing what was in it, because you had to read it to find out about it. Like I told someone, and I said this before in the program, even today I said this, and it's the truth. Most of these kids, okay, pick anything that you disagree about Trump and look it up, and I guarantee you can find Nancy Pelosi supporting the same thing that she's now against because Trump's doing it. And look it up, because you'll find Hillary Clinton supporting something that Trump now supports. Now she's against it. Harry Reid. Pick any politician on the right or left, and you'll find at some point that they were 100% in support of something that Trump is now in support of, but they were against it. No, they're against it now because Trump wants it. And when you do that, they flip out because they don't know what to do. They don't know what to think. Oh, wait a minute. Barack Obama wanted a wall? I didn't know that. Or when you show them the video where Barack Obama's talking to a Russian official, well, as soon as I get more, as soon as I get in a second term, you know, I'll have more leeway, I'll be able to do more. He said that? Well, they don't want you to see that on the left. CNN, NNN News, fake news network, they don't want you to see all this stuff. They don't want you to see all these things that they're now Vietnamese against. They're 100 billion% against all this crap that 2 years ago they were for, or 2 weeks ago they were for.
Whatever Obama, I mean Trump is for, they're against.
It doesn't matter. That's why.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't. It could be.
That's why I want them to come out in support of oxygen, just to see if they hold their breath. I mean, It goes back to, I want to get into this, because this is, where is this? It's a Parkland shooter. I think it's on my conversation page. It's a Parkland shooter. Okay, here we go.
For some reason, my notifications, you do not show up coming up live. I can find you, but on my phone, the notifications are not.
Parkland father comes out saying that Dems are using school shootings to push their gun control agenda. That they don't care. They don't care about. They hope you die. They hope kids get killed. They hope school shootings happen. That way they can keep pushing this anti-gun agenda, because for some reason they think that taking guns from a law-abiding citizen is going to stop criminals who kill with guns.
That's
nothing new. They've been doing it since Columbine. Yep. If not before. But that's this world we live in. You don't want to protect the children. Yeah, I do. That's why I want to have vets that are out of work paid to be there with guns protecting these kids. Well, you support guns, so you're against the children. How dare you? Well, I support the kids, all right. Yeah, that's why these law-abiding citizens are just going into a gun-free zone in a school and killing. What is it, like 100% of crimes? And what is it, like 95% of all crimes happen in gun-free zones? Yeah, if guns worked, gun-free zones worked, there wouldn't be any crimes. Why don't we just make sex illegal? Then you won't have to worry about abortion. So there you go. Solved. Problem solved. Oh, wow. Well, no, thank you so much for tuning in to wherever you are around the world on Blog Talk Radio or on Facebook Live. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation you're a part of. But I love Joe Scarborough when he's like, you know, Trump was 20 years younger than all these other people. He's going to be impossible to beat. It's just great. It's just great. Oh, wow. But when you look at all this stuff, when you look at Jeffrey Nader, and yeah, I do think that Nixon never posed a kind of external challenge to separation of powers and to limit government like Trump does. Trump wants to limit the government's power and shrink the size of government. Wow, and that's what makes him. Well, where does Trump try to control power? Where does Trump try to say, okay, well, I don't want the government to have this power, but I'm going to own it myself? Where does Trump say that? No. Yeah, he's worse than Nixon. All these, you know, because all they're doing is trashing Trump. They're kind of doing what the Republicans did. Well, yeah, this Obamacare is unconstitutional, unconstitutional. And guess what happened? When it came time to have their own health care bill introduced, it was a joke. They didn't have anything. They were like college kids cramming for an exam. They didn't. These Democrats are basically the same thing. They're like, all they're doing is bashing Trump. And, well, this is it. This is the evidence of the evidence of the evidence. I've got a friend whose buddy, whose cousin's uncle's sister's half-brother is a reporter who says he talked to a guy whose cousin's brother's uncle, who is a TV anchor, who says he knows Trump colluded with Russia. He knows. He's got the proof. He can't show it to you, but he knows it's real. And that's all they're doing is bashing Trump. So what are they doing to try to fix this country? Nothing. All they're doing is bashing Trump. And that's what's going to kill them, because the Democrats are going to say, you know what? What have they done? They could have done stuff to fix this country. They could have done stuff to help make this country better. If you don't like the tariffs, that's fine. What are you going to try to do to make sure we have fair trade with China? So that when they bring us over goods, they pay a fee. And when we bring, and then when their boat is emptied of their goods, we fill their boat full of our goods, and a bunch of our goods goes over there. You don't have to support the tariffs, but we need to have fair trade deals. And how do we make that happen? I mean, you're going to have every candidate under the sun is going to start coming out, because you got Bill de Blasio coming out and when he did that Green New Deal thing, he had people protesting him. When he came out announcing his presidency, there were people that were like, they don't like him. He is not liked by his own New York people. But we have this crazy world, and it's nice to see people waking up for a big chunk that, hey, wait a minute here. We're getting screwed from both sides. And there are people that think that these people that have, because I believe that we're going to find out who's behind this Russian hoax. I mean, you have James Comey. They're concerned because they're investigating all this. Well, it's one of those. Well, they hate him when he's going after Obama, but when he's going after Trump, they like him. You know, it's just, you know, and it's going to be interesting to see if they go forward. I mean, because there is a student at the University of Mississippi who was caught on video destroying a Turning Point USA flyer that had been promoting the group's up and coming events. The vandal then proceeded to call the school's TPUSA vice president a fascist. It's amazing that we don't destroy their stuff. We don't destroy their things. We don't get in their way, but they call us fascists while they trash our stuff and try to censor us. I mean, when 2020 comes by, I want to try to get video at a liberal's house, and I'll be adding Joe Biden or whoever the presidential nominee, I'll be adding presidential sign, okay? If he's stupid enough to vote Democrat, I'll make sure that people know he's that dumb, and I'll be adding signs. I won't be taking away. I won't be tearing them up over. Here you go, buddy. What are you doing? Well, I just saw that you're dumb enough to vote for the Democrats, so I'm just going to help you out and let people know how really retarded you really are. I'm going to put more signs out. I've got a truck. I got like one of those like signs with the light bulbs that light up and make an arrow. You know, and you have like, you can put like, you know, this moron's voting for the Democrat. That's what I'd be doing. I wouldn't take it away. I want people to realize how dumb he is. That's a conservative. I don't care if you, I'm glad if you're going to vote for Bernie Sanders. Know what he stands for. Know how screwed you're going to be. If you're going to vote for Bill de Blasio, just know how bad it's going to be. Okay, we're going to limit soft drinks to like an 8 ounce. Okay, we're going to ban hot dogs. You know, we got to save the earth's crumbling. So then, you know, yeah. You know, Trump is the Hitler, but all these Democrats are the ones that are trying to take away every freedom you have. Yes, these are what would you call them? Global warming safe hot dogs. Bill de Blasio approved hot dogs. But seriously, that's where it is. Wake up and realize that you're getting screwed. And that's what I think a lot of Americans are starting to realize. Oh, Trump is a fascist. We're gonna rip up all his supporter signs. We're gonna beat him up. We're gonna, you know, do your history. When Hitler was coming into power and you had people like me trying to stand up against Hitler, guess what happened? We were attacked and we were abused and they were beaten and they were trying to disrupt them. Doesn't that sound like the Democrats? And doesn't that sound like us trying to stand up against Hitler? Wow. Kind of does, doesn't it? I don't know if you've seen this, and if you've watched the video, this just makes me... I work at a continuing care community, and this just makes me sick. But an elderly woman was... A guy was getting out of a car, and an old man, and this woman, who's 25 years old, Candisha Bishop, basically, he was trying to get out, and he told her to be nice, basically.
Honey, no. They were on a bus.
Yeah, that's what I said, a bus.
He said he was getting out of a car.
Oh, I meant bus.
They were on the bus. She was yelling and screaming at people on the bus.
Yeah, and he was just saying, like,
be nice.
And she pushed him out. And when she pushed him out, he fell and landed face first. If you don't know, for all my viewers out there, if you are elderly and you were to fall face first, there's a 99% chance your face is going to hit the ground before you can get your hands up to try to stop anything.
Yeah.
And he has subsequently died from these injuries. And in the process, now she is looking at murder charges.
Did you talk about that college girl who stole the pro-life sign and got arrested? Did you see that video?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I gotta go find it and send it to you. She's stunned that the police officers are arresting them for their sign. She's getting arrested because she stole their sign.
It's like a pro-life sign, and she stole it?
Yeah, she took it right out of her hand. On video, took it right out of her hand.
Well, I saw that video that was like a week ago where that where she goes, "How dare you, pro-lifers," and she was screaming at them, and
no,
they attacked them, and
no,
they called.
No, this was different. All she did was grab the sign.
Oh.
And take off.
I saw the one where she hit them. And,
huh?
I saw the one where she hit them, and they were like, "Call the police."
This was a different one.
Oh, okay.
I'll go see if I can find a video and show
it.
Send it to you.
Yeah, but it's interesting. It is, but I want to get into this because this is just, I got about 18 minutes left in the program. I got about 8 minutes or so before I get into the Premier League portion of the show and talk about the patience we need to have with Manchester United and what needs to go on to have a successful couple seasons. But in LAX... This is on, I think it was the Cannabis News Twitter account. Marijuana News. Yeah, Cannabis News. That pot smuggling arrests at LAX have surged 166% since legalization, coming out of the Los Angeles Times. And, I mean, I guess they have a feeling that if they can get by, if they can get through the airport, they're safe. And I guess they're bringing, like, a suitcase. And they're filling like one bag full of nothing but cannabis. They're not trying to take back a little, you know, like 3 grams or something. They're trying to take back a big chunk. And they're getting busted. We need to educate people. Yes, we have a hemp bill that was passed that legalizes the growing of hemp halfway. Because every state has to regulate how they're going to legalize the growing of hemp. How are they going to regulate it? Because in Indiana, I could grow 0.000% THC industrial hemp, 100% THC free, and if I'm not legally growing it and I'm not regulated and I don't have a permit, it is still illegal. And I think it's if you have like CBD flower, it is a Class C misdemeanor. So, but it's ridiculous. I mean, people think, oh, cannabis is legal, hemp is legal, but it's a state by state basis. And it's not like you can just go take it and, you know. People don't realize that, yeah, it is legalized, but there's rules. Just like in Colorado, cannabis is legalized, but there are some municipalities where they don't have a dispensary. So if you go on vacation, we don't have any. You're 2 hours away from the nearest dispensary. We voted against having a dispensary in this town. Huh? You know, there are laws and rules. It's not like, okay, I don't think you'll ever see a day where marijuana is 199% legalized, where you can do whatever you want. You can go it. There is no law. There's no regulation. There's nothing. it's always going to be like an alcohol, and there's always going to be some sort of laws representing it and what you can and cannot do. And it's just one of those things that people just assume that, wait a minute here, it's legal, I know it is. And you gotta learn that stuff. You gotta know that there are, yeah, it is federally legal, but every state has their own set of rules and how they're, it's not like, okay, they federally legalized it, because it was, I know hemp was legal in Vermont to grow, but they didn't, because even if you grew it, you're still violating federal law, even though they passed a law legalizing the growing of hemp in Vermont, they wouldn't grow it because you're violating federal law. So it's just one of those things that, you know, you got to look and learn and know the rules. I mean, like in Colorado, if you clip a plant to start a clone, you have to relabel that clone, and there's all kinds of, and the rules constantly change, and, you know, but until a plant's free, none of us are. But it's just one of those things that, I mean, when you find something you support, you go for it. And when you look at, wow, they've been growing it since 1964 at the University of Mississippi and studying it and doing all this stuff. And since like 76 to 78, there's been a guy by the name of Robert Randall that's been getting it. And Irvin Rosenfeld's been getting medical marijuana since 1982. When I found, you know, that's when you start realizing, wait a minute, if he's getting it for medicine, and what else are they lying to me about? What else is not true? What else are they telling me that isn't real? Thank you so much again for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. Thank you so much for tuning in around the world, wherever you are, from Russia to Brazil to France to England. And just FYI, if you're on Facebook, you can hit like or whatever, because I can't see who's on there. If you got a question, feel free to do this. And they've actually found a 2,700-year-old stash of weed. Still good. Still intact. Still usable. Interesting. Wow. I'm not a doctor, nor are you, said Al Gore, but, you know, they've known how good it is and beneficial it is for so long. Like, you know, politicians need to have a NASCAR jackets on, IndyCar jackets. I want to know what pharmaceutical company sponsors you to keep you from legalizing it. Because on my local television station on Facebook, I'm a top contributor, because a couple of my posts I've done throughout the years have gotten so many, I mean, they're like 800 comments, because, like, well, they want to make e-cigarettes 21 years old and older to have that. And I'm like, just ban it all. Tobacco is dangerous and deadly. Well, you know, and it just started a firestorm. But at the same time, I'm like, well, I think they should be able to have tobacco ads on TV. But you need to say, okay, this stuff is very dangerous, very deadly, and very addictive. Use at your own risk. R.J. Reynolds. Bing. You know. And be real, you know, at least the big tobacco companies are not hiding. If you read the print, they're saying that the Vuse or the Mark 10 is just a smoking alternative to cigarettes. They're not saying it's better or safe or anything. So when you have problems, hey, we never said it was safe. We just said it's not a smoking alternative. If you can't smoke cigarettes, smoke this. If you're on a plane, take it, go into the bathroom and shut the door and inhale, son. There you go. It's not safe. And they have them set up with separate companies so that if something does go on, hey, we said they were dangerous. I mean, because I've seen videos where are the vape shops going to be in trouble when the big tobacco is not saying the vape pens are safe? But the big tobacco is, well, they're not saying they're safe. But the vape shop saying, don't quit vape. The safer alternative to smoking. You know? And I got a firestorm of people on that one. You know, usually when I comment, I've been kicked off of Hillary Clinton Facebook page. So, hey, you know, I'm not, you know, and I'm like, well, then legalize everything. Cocaine, heroin, meth, legalize it all. Then out the herd. I mean, I'm not going to start doing meth just because it's legal. Kidding me? Yes, the 2019 meth bill will allow you to make your own up to 14 grams of meth. Just kidding. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I want to turn it over to the Premier League and to all the exciting stuff that's going on. Because as many of you know, if you've been following the Manchester United Twitter page, there's a lot of you, or the Manchester United official page, or any of you that, you know, listening around the world that have been waiting for this time. Thank you so much for this part of the conversation. And they have basically, Ali, we're in the Europa League. And there's talk that Ali's going to be given like $250 million plus this year. I expect to get about 5 transfers in. I don't know how many are out. I mean, there's rumor that Alexis Sanchez might be not necessarily sold, but loaned to either Juventus or Inter Milan. Great. And maybe he'll do something great there and someone will buy him. I don't want him at the club. He has wrecked this club. He has ruined this club. And we're going to pay wages for him when he's at that club. But Inter Milan would probably take him because they don't really have funds to get anybody. I don't care. I want him gone. He's been a detriment to the club. He's sitting on his butt doing his nail, walking his dog, making more money than everyone else that's on the pitch. You know, the team is a problem. You can't just say, well, it's Sanchez or it's Pogba. It's Sanchez, Pogba, Rashford, Jones, Smalling. There are a lot of players that were there when Alex Ferguson left that are past their prime, that are not able to do it anymore. And you got to be ruthless in this sport. Flaney might have been the greatest guy in the world. He might have been someone that if you went out to a pub, he'd probably buy a pint. Sit down, Mike, you know, but on the pitch for United, he was horrible. There's a difference between being a great person and being someone that is a good footballer. You know, it's going to be interesting to see because all he knows what it takes to make a winning team. He's been on a winning team. He was on the 99 Champions League winning side when he scored the goal. Against Bayern Munich. He knows what it takes. Now, pardon me. But if we get to a point in the season, like if next year we have Jones, we have Young, Ashley Young, we have Phil Jones, we have Static Matic, we have Rashford, and we have Lukaku starting the game, I'm going to have a problem. Now, if we have, let's say, Ashley Young on the pitch, but we have a De Ligt and a Koulibaly, you know, and a Jadon Sancho on the team, okay. Then at least, okay, why is he still playing Young? But, you know, if he goes back to the same static players that got us into this mess in the first place, now maybe it might be something, well, okay, as soon as they get out, you know, as soon as we get some other players in there, maybe if the virus goes, maybe they'll give us one good year. I don't know. They dominated when Oligan and Solskjaer came in, and now they've kind of tanked. And the million-dollar question is, what happened and why? What happens? You know, it's just, it's going to be interesting to see, because it looks like he's going to get a lot of money. And I think Ollie knows good players. But we still need a director of football, a sporting director, someone that can say, okay, that can be the intermediary, that can go out and do the search. I mean, right now, it's not going to do us any good now, because that director should have been out all season long saying, okay, man, you got to check this guy out from Inter Milan. He's incredible. They need money. We can get him. It's one of those things that, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of, we need one, and I really think if we're going to do the old boys club, and we're going to bring someone in, because that seems to be the big theme. Like, well, he may have no experience at it, but what the heck? Instead of getting someone that is director of football proven, like Eric Van der Sar, that's been at Ajax, that's been dominant, that, look at, they went very, very, very far in the Champions League. And I'm telling you, if you want to get someone that's from the old boys club, because for some reason we can't sit there and actually get someone that's proven their worth as a director of football and have to have somebody that basically, well, he was at United. He's an old boy. Well, okay. Look at how many good NBA players end up not being great. Oh, he was one of the best in the NBA, but he can't coach. Just because you're a good basketball player doesn't mean you're going to be a great coach.
Maybe if they got the worst football player, he might be the best coach.
You never know. He might say, hey, I know... Okay, give me a football game, and I can do, for some reason, I can't do it on the pitch, but give me a game and I can dominate. Okay, this is how you want the people. I just can't do it, you know. But, like, if I can tell you how to do it. I can tell you to do a 4-3-3, you know, or a 5-3-2 setup, whatever.
Did
I can.
Did Man City get suspended?
I was going to look it up today, and I totally forgot. Because, I mean, that's one of the big things is Man City is going to get tagged and be banned from the Champions League. So we could still get into the Champions League. But from what I know right now, we're still going to be in the Europa League. It's going to be interesting to see how that works out. But it's just one of those things that I can't – I'm just interested to see now that we got – because there are people that want Ali out. I'm like, first of all, these are not his players. This is not, he's 90 seconds left. This is just his team. This is not his players. You got to give him a transfer window to bring in the players he thinks are Manchester United quality, that are ones that he wants. And if he takes his players and his team and he does not succeed, then it'll be the, you know, and I'll have my hands up screaming. If we have the first, if I'll have my hands up saying what the, like, I'll be all out in the first game. If he got Ashley Young on the pitch, Phil Jones on the pitch, Static Matic on the pitch, Juan Mata on the pitch, Rashford on the pitch, if you have those five people starting and Lukaku starting, I'll be out, because that's the same crap we had this year that didn't work. So there you go.
According to Google, there's no news from 3 days ago.
Okay, so. But I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. And I want to thank you so much. And don't forget, with a firm reliance in the protection of divine providence, we mutually pleasure each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.